I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
New segment alert. Red flag or just a man? Him getting arrested at my apartment while I was at work because he had a warrant.
Whoa.
Well, I also have a warrant out for my arrest, but I'm innocent.
You survived a Navy towel invasion. Why do all guys have Navy towels when you find them?
Get the damn mattress off the floor. You can go to IKEA and get a bed frame for $50.
Better yet, pick up a hammer and build one. Be a man.
I know that's right. I will always take the girl's side unless you can give me three solid examples with proof that you're right.
Unless you can show me that she did in fact light your bed on fire, which did happen to my uncle. Who is that godforsaken podcaster who, I forget the name of the show, but he has like women on and just like slut shames them for an hour?
Ethan Klein?
LOL.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night, you guys.
This is what you call showing up to work even when you're sick. We're having a work from home day.
Look at us go. Nothing can stop us.
As if we've ever done anything different. And
yeah,
if anybody else that didn't know what I did for a living saw the setup of this room right now, they would think that I am way richer than I am.
That the internet, that the website you frequent might start with an O, might end with an F.
Oh. And you know what? People always say, Morgan, you could cash out. And I'm like, I don't know if that many people would subscribe and I don't want to find out.
I'm not going to answer that. But I also really think that you're underestimating.
I will say is one of my proudest flexes that would make my parents really proud.
What?
I can make money on the internet without showing my tits. And now that I really don't have tits.
That's really beautiful if you think about
that. Thank God for that.
If you think about it, that's really beautiful.
Yeah. That's not a drag to anyone that does OF. I don't have the confidence for it.
No, I don't have the discipline. One person would say one weird thing about how I look and it would be over.
Someone would make a comment about the color of my booty hole and I don't want to do that. I'm not going there.
We're not talking about your booty hole 1 minute and 45 minutes into this episode.
Can I tell them what this morning? We watched a 45 minute.
Are you going to tell them what you did?
What we did. I had us watch a 45 minute fart funny compilation, and it is the guy that walks through like Central Park in LA and all the college campuses and farts in front of people and gets their reaction.
And does like the jump farts where he like jumps in the air and clicks his feet together.
Jazz hands.
And Morgan
got... No, they kill me.
No!
No!
Morgan really got really meta, and she looks at me, she goes, jazz hands, and farts in my face for the first time. And I've never felt closer to you in that moment.
I'm a method actress, what can I say?
You are. You saw the inspiration. You know what? Life imitates art, if you think about it.
I don't typically fart in front of my friends, but in that moment, it was the joke was already ready, writing itself.
Well, and then
it was
you
already
pulled
written.
A classic Morgan Adams move, which is laughing so hard. I knew what was going to happen, so I started recording immediately. The words, I'm going to pee, came out of your mouth.
knew to record because I've seen this show before. And what do you know it? She's running down the hallway because she has made herself giggle so hard that the rest came. Oh. You know the rest of the story from there.
I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. I haven't had a pee scare in a long time. No. So the day is good. I have a game for us that I came up with my own big brain this morning when I was thinking, what are we going to talk about today when we so platonically lay in my bed together and turn on our three little cameras? You want to know my game?
I've never wanted to know something more.
You guys, get excited. I honestly think that this could be a reoccurring segment that we could do and people okay. could start writing in their complaints.
Oh,
okay. New segment alert. Red flag or just a man? So we went to our lovely Instagram, right. which if you don't follow our Instagram,
what are you doing?
You really should, because
get over there.
If you want to participate in Red Flag or Just a Man or any of the other stupid idiotic games that I come up with, you got to be there.
If you want to see Morgan's beautiful masterwork of our, every once in a while we'll get an Instagram dump going and you'll see the behind the scenes wild antics that we get up to in between episodes.
Yes. And one of my personal New Year's resolutions, not that I really made a stone cold list, we're going to start posting short form on the internet because mm-hmm. everyone keeps telling me you can't have a podcast and not post mm-hmm. your clips on the internet. So we're going to try.
Right. We're going to try. And I'm going to try and learn how to edit them because Morgan does enough. She does enough. And it's time that I start learning what CapCut is.
She made me chili last night. Oh my God, our gay asses. You made me chili in a crock pot, for God's sake. And then we get done and I'm like, my throat, we've worked so hard, my little throat. She makes me tea.
Yeah, well.
And brings it to me.
God forbid a girl likes her friend. God forbid a girl wants to take care of her sick friend.
Are we friends?
What do you think this is? This is an HR nightmare if we're not friends.
This is an HR nightmare and an IRS scam if I've ever seen one.
Amen to that.
They're like, why do you fly your friend out so much? I'm like, friend, that's my coworker. That's
coworker to you.
Suit up,
that's
buddy.
Co-host to you.
But, okay, before we get into my game, can we please get into your sister?
You guys, I have...
One of the Barry sisters has gone rogue.
CEO Barbie. My sister and her amazing boyfriend have been working and developing a company for the last almost year and a half now. And they are going on Shark Tank. Their episode is airing January 28th at, I think, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So it'll already be up by the time they see this. So you should go see the rerun or the DVR of it.
Go look it up. The name of the company is Somnia Plus, S-O-M-N-I-A, and the plus sign. And
she's literally CEO Barbie.
She's CEO Barbie. Her boyfriend, Brennan, is so phenomenal. They've worked so hard. Somnia Plus sells bed expander kits for dorm beds that make it 25% larger than the twin beds that come standard in a dorm room. And there's no tools required. Everything comes ready to go. It's super, super easy, super compact. And they made HMO a promo code.
If you or your loved one are going to college or you're in college and you want a little extra room for that college loving that you're doing with whatever frat boy you find on the street.
Or if you're having platonic sleepovers with your platonic friend.
Right. Or if you're having chilly dates with your best friend and you want to have them over for a little sleepover.
Yeah.
Those twin XLs are a crime. It's so cute. We love to see women in STEM.
CEO Barbie.
CEO Barbie taking over. Look up Sloan on Shark Tank.
Yeah. Thanks, Somnia Plus.
For the code. Our first ever promo code.
We got a promo code.
HMO 50, $50 HMO 50. Off. Okay, are we ready?
I'm so ready. So let's walk. So walk me through how you play this game.
Okay, so how you play this game, these are the rules. These are submissions from our viewers.
Okay.
People who have written into the Instagram that I have compiled into this little note. And there are three categories, all right? Red flag. No good. No good.
Red flag. Full stop. Okay.
Then there's a middle category, side eye, green, just a man. Like, you can let him pass. He's just being a man.
It's not his fault.
It's men being men. Yeah. It's not his fault.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, he asks what you're doing, but never makes a plan.
Oh.
Side eye.
Side eye.
Side eye.
Bombastic side eye.
A ginormous side eye, I would give a guy credit though and say maybe perhaps you're just so gorgeous and amazing and brilliant that he's scared.
Don't waste my time.
Oh.
If you ask me, what are you doing? Five times in a row, you're just, at that point, you're pissing me off. Like, well, I don't need to text you the same thing.
But is there like a flirtationship? Like things are just starting to heat up when you genuinely want to know, like, what are you up to today? Are you working? Are you going to school? What's the defining factor of like how, whether your plans for the day or I want to hang out with you, tell me what your plans are so I know if we can hang out.
If we are having five texting conversations in a row with no indication that things are going IRL, you haven't asked me on a date, and five texting conversations in a row, you have asked me to tell you what I'm doing and there's nothing on the calendar, you're wasting my time.
Okay, that's a good rule. Yeah, five times. You can text for 5 days if nothing is planned. Stop texting. Side eye.
Yeah, side eye.
And sometimes if you stop texting, that's when they'll make the plan.
Yeah,
bring
that IRL.
Okay, number two. Only owns one towel.
Well, I have thoughts on this.
I have thoughts on this too. It depends on, does he also own a washing machine? And if he doesn't own a washing machine, does he have laundry detergent ready to go?
Also depends. When is the last time he has had a significant other? Because it could.
Oh my God. My mind didn't go there.
Because.
But now it's there. Well, holy shit.
Because if he's single, he would have no reason to have a second towel. So that could be a green flag.
I mean, to wash one towel is like.
But if you're doing like your sheets once a week, your towels once a week.
I know, but imagine putting one singular sad towel in the washer.
I'm with you.
But it's men we're talking about.
Men we're talking about. And also,
you're right.
It could be a green flag because that means no one has probably showered at his house. And it could indicate that he's just been riding free, waiting for your arrival.
That's true. Like there's no woman has come and cooked here.
However,
as the girls would say,
if you're finding bobby pins all over that damn place and there's only one towel, run and take a shower at your house.
So my issue would be, if I take a shower, does he then want us to share the one towel?
See, that's going to piss me off. That's really
well, then
good.
You just don't have to take a shower. You're like, I got to go. It's a scapegoat. It's an out.
It's an out. No, it is an out.
You see, sometimes men have to go through the process of what I would call girlfriendification.
Right.
And that's when, you know, they get the better shampoos. They get more than one towel.
They stop using the 3-in-1s.
They stop using the 3-in-1s. And so, yeah. So side eye, but not a red flag.
I'm going to say I'm going to need more information. I'm going to need a little bit of a backstory. Like if you're a college frat boy and you have one towel to your name in your like apartment that you have with five other guys, I'm gonna scream. Get a second towel. Be a gentleman.
Ooh. And do they have a kitchen towel? If you have one kitchen towel and one shower towel, okay. If you're using your bath towel for like your kitchen needs, that's a problem.
And like if you don't have like a hand towel or like a face towel, like there's no washcloth, it's just the one singular gray towel.
Yeah.
It's either gray or navy blue, and you already know it is.
Okay. Okay.
Can we get a replay on that? Skylar, can we get a replay on what the hell just happened?
Gray, navy, blue, and you already know it is.
You want to know one of the funniest things someone has ever commented on one of my videos? In my breakup video, somebody commented, "The navy blue towel is gone. You may reclaim your kingdom."
You may reclaim Barbie's dream house. You survived a navy towel invasion. Why do all guys have navy towels? Why? When you find them?
I think it's because they wipe their shitters with them, and you can't have the white.
Stop. You better stop.
It was just a theory.
Wow.
His mattress is on the floor, but he owns a Rolex.
Red. The Rolex is fake.
Red.
The Rolex is fake.
We don't believe you. If get the damn mattress off the floor, you can go to IKEA and get a bed frame for $50.
Better yet, pick up a hammer and build one. Be a man.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Oh, be a man. Build yourself a bed frame.
What
God
happened
damn.
To men building shit for themselves?
Thank you.
Get a hammer.
Wood's not that expensive.
Wood is not that expensive. If you're over the age, I will give you the years 18 to 22 when you're in college.
I'll give you the years 18 to 23 because getting out of college and getting situated in the real world, that's sticky.
Yeah, figuring out your living situation, finding where your permanent bed is going to be. If you're over the age of 23 and don't have, Even just a bare minimum, like box spring off the floor.
Bro, you can get one on Amazon Prime on Prime Day for like $70. I've seen it with my own eyes.
You can. Or IKEA. IKEA has really basic, cheap, just wood. Just elevate the bed a little. Just don't let it sit on the floor. You're not getting in my honey hole with the mattress on the floor.
Honey hole. That's rolling over. You meant what you said when you said that is
my
new word.
That's my new thing for the year. Okay. Cooter's out. Honey hole is in.
Okay. Well, if you don't know what she's talking about, you'll know in another episode. But wow. Wow. Okay. Glad to see that made it.
So cool. Red flag.
Yeah. Again, more context. Over 24, red flag. Under 24, side eye.
Okay. Here's my other thing. And this might come off as rude, which I don't mean it to at all.
Right.
How financially responsible are you?
Right.
You know, like you wanted to buy a $30,000 watch. Let me see your bedroom.
Right.
Before I can approve that message.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can have a nice bedroom and a $30,000 watch, have your cake and you're eating it too. But context matters. Red. He has a podcast or wants to start a podcast with his buddy. For me, gulp, that's a big fact. Do you know how many men have come up to me and they hear that I have a YouTube channel and the first words that they can conjure out of their little mouths is always, me and my buddy think we would be really funny on a podcast. And I'm not hating on the podcast because...
No. And listen, there are select men who deserve podcast rights. The Basement Yard guys deserve podcast rights. Zane and Heath, they deserve podcast rights. No, there are certain men who really do. But
and men that thrive at it.
But you know who
the
doesn't?
The scientist guy, what's his name? Andrew Huberman?
Yeah. They deserve it. Now, you know who doesn't? You know who doesn't?
Josh and Joe from Kappa Sigma Figma.
And also, who is that godforsaken podcaster who I forget the name of the show, but he has like women on and just like slut shames them for an hour?
Ethan Klein?
LOL. LOL. No, it's,
you know
this
what
show.
Tana might have forgiven Ethan Klein for comparing her to a Twinkie, but I don't put that
a case
in.
That doesn't sit right with me.
Things that make me go
a case that doesn't sit right with me. No, there's this show, I forget the name of it, but basically this guy will bring on like he'll be like five whores and five good girls, and they make them like debate and fight each other, and the whole thing is like this like hate. And I'm like, first of all, quit it, A, but B, take his mic away. You haven't seen those clips?
No, I haven't. And I don't want to. I'm afraid of that.
It will hurt your feelings.
It depends the context. If you have something insightful or motivating to offer the world, sure, have a podcast. If you just hear that I have a podcast and then are coming at me saying I want a podcast too, fuck off, buddy.
You have to be, I think, here's my take on men with podcasts. You have to be, either have to be highly interesting.
Highly intelligent.
Or genuinely funny, not at the expense of other people, in order to make it as a male podcaster. Whereas with women, I feel like girl talk, honestly, I feel like the threshold for awesome girl podcasters is a lot larger, because I feel like women naturally,
the
girls and the girls.
The girls are gathering at the watering hole.
That's what I mean. And so I feel like there is a harder threshold for men to get through in order to be like tolerable on a podcast than women.
Yeah, because let's put it as it is. A lot of male humor with their buddies is just making fun of people.
It's at the expense of other people.
Funny. Yeah,
no, that's not. That's out. That's out.
2026 outs.
But also, if you haven't
only
watched,
be funny if you're making fun of someone, you're not funny.
Amen. If you haven't watched Basement Yard, they're really funny.
Okay,
they're really funny.
And yeah, agree. Okay. He calls his ex crazy with zero self reflection.
No.
It's a red for me, dog.
No, that's a red.
If a woman's acting crazy, there's a 50% chance that you did something that her reaction,
yeah,
her
what'd
actions
you do?
Are a reaction to whatever the fuck you did to her.
I think in my lifetime, there's only been one or two cases where I've genuinely heard both sides of the story and been like, yeah, okay, like she just kind of came in that way.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 times, you did something and didn't realize that you were doing it, or didn't care. And that's such a cop-out flipping answer.
Yeah, I will always take the girl's side, mm-hmm, unless you can give me three solid examples with proof that you're right.
Unless you can show me that she did in fact light your bed on fire, which did happen to my uncle. It's one of my favorite stories. My mom
lit the bed on
bro,
fire.
Do you know how, like, sometimes
with what, a match, a lighter?
You know how moms will sometimes drop like family lore on you?
Yes, yes.
My uncle apparently had this. Compose yourself. No, apparently my uncle had this girlfriend who was mad at him and lit his bed. It was either my uncle or my grandpa. I can't remember. It honestly might have been my grandpa. I can't remember. One of the two. But yeah, this girl lit his bed on fucking fire.
What did he do?
And this is one of those things. Apparently she just was kind of always a little off. And you kind of have to be a little off to go get lighter fluid and douse a man's bed in it and light it on fire. You know, he knows how to pick them. I forget which member it was, which family member, but they know how to pick them.
Well, I'm not naming names, but you know, my favorite story is the girl that we knew that ran her car through someone's house.
Not naming names. That is one of my favorite stories.
There are extreme cases, but if we're going to the day-to-day man that you see on the street, they don't have an extreme case where their bed got lit on fire or their house got rammed into with a tow truck.
I just don't think that there's any victimless people. Like, in both, there's always two sides to a story, and I think you can always find a place to take accountability, whatever that looks like. And if there's a man being like, she was crazy, and there is zero self-reflection, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, first question is always, well, what did you do? What did you do, buddy? Okay. Red. Establish case closed?
Yeah, red.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Next one. And I feel this on a personal level.
Oh, spiritual?
He comments fire emojis on girls he grew up with. You know, like, they're always in the DM for me. I always get DMs from men that are way ancient in my past, and it's never a sentence, it's never a hi, how are you, how you been, it's always just the react with emoji, and it's always the fire. Stop it.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I guess, has anything happened? Is it just like a hype up message? Like, is it like a, like, they've been friendly with each other since the fifth grade, nothing has ever happened between them, and it's just like he's hyping up his past girl, like, friends? Or is that still just an absolute no-go?
If you are dating him.
Okay.
If he's single, go for it.
Okay.
If it's my man's,
right,
you're dead.
Agreed.
Then your bed's getting lit on fire and the car is coming through your back window.
You better get a fire extinguisher and hold her close.
Yeah, like, if you're dating the man and he still has the audacity to be commenting.
Valid.
To our 5% of male viewers, this is my advice. If you want to have a smooth sailing relationship with a woman, do not like or comment on any female's pictures ever. I don't care who they are.
Can I give you a step further?
Unless it's like your girlfriend's best friend.
Well, let me give you a step further. You want to bag a hottie? Delete your Instagram.
Smart.
Delete your Instagram. When I met my
husband, STEM. This is why she's the one with an education. We had to bring an educated individual on the podcast to have any sort of reliability.
Listen, you guys, when I met my husband, I was like, I met him out one night. We met at a club, as we've established. And I was like, what's your Instagram? Because I was drunk. And he was like, I don't have one. I sobered up so fast. I went, What do you mean by that? He's like, oh, I don't have social media.
And we're getting married.
And look at me now. So all I'm saying is
his finger's getting pretty light.
All I'm saying is delete that Instagram and watch how fast the baddies roll in. Because there's nothing hotter than a man who's too busy for social media.
Ugh.
It's the best.
Sexy.
Yeah.
But the gays, they send me funny stuff. The gays.
Oh, gays, do never delete your Instagram. Ever. That's actually illegal.
Okay. Next one. He doesn't believe in therapy.
What do you mean doesn't believe in it? Like, it's a pseudo-silence?
For men and women, whenever I hear someone say that they don't believe in therapy, I have to believe with reasonable... What is the term?
No, I'm with you.
I have no other choice but to believe that you might be the problem.
I think that in the great year of 2026, I'm sorry about that. Apologies.
That just gave me a chill.
Sorry, everybody. But, you know, I think in the great year of 2026, when we have come so far in understanding therapy, and there's so many types of therapy. That's what, like, I don't personally find talk therapy very beneficial to me, but I subscribe to many other types of therapies. And so I think if someone's like, therapy's not real, I'd say, which one? Because there's too many to just make a blanket statement like that.
Yeah, and there's no one that could not benefit, at least in one way, shape, or form, from any form of therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to start somewhere.
Have you ever heard of horse therapy?
Yes. Equine therapy. Equine therapy.
Did you?
You know, I took 6 months of horseback riding lessons. I can ride a horse. I got thrown off the back of one and it did hurt really bad.
I volunteered when I was in high school. There was this barn where I used, like, nearby where I used to live, and they did equine therapy for special needs kids.
Oh.
And so you'd go and, like, I would, like, walk with them next to their horses, and, like, it was so fun. But it really is a cool therapy if you've never heard of it.
It is a cool therapy. All the horse stuff is really expensive, though. It's like, if you want to get really into being a horse girl, you got to have changed cough up.
Or move into the middle of nowhere. Yes.
Okay. So red or side eye. I would say side eye. Like,
Side eye, because maybe they just need more education.
Maybe they just need a little more insight.
Yeah.
Okay. Side eye. Next one. He follows girls from Love Island. Stop it.
First question. What intrigues you about Love Island?
That it's soft porn.
I thought it was for the girls and gays.
It is.
So that's my first question. My follow-up question is, what are the girls posting?
Bikini pictures.
So I'm scared.
And so they're frightened. The thing with Love Island is all of the girls are like bombshells, big old boobies, bombshell, hot, gorgeous, the villa. Beautiful. To be on Love Island, you have to be comfortable being filmed 24 hours a day in a swimsuit from every 360 angle, so you know they're hot bitches.
That's the first layer of hell.
Yes.
Honestly. There's not enough money in the world for me. Oh,
I love Love Island. All the girls are so hot. I love nothing more than a season of Love Island. Men following all those girls, I'm like, I know what you were watching for, and I know what you were doing when you were watching, and I don't want to see it.
Can I tell you what happened to me recently?
Yes.
I was on a beach vacation with my family.
Okay.
My husband was there.
Okay.
And I was wearing a bathing suit.
Okay. Hot
bikini.
Love that.
We were down by the ocean, and unbeknownst to me, someone in our group was trying to be really cute and took a candid photo of me.
Oh.
I have never put down a cookie so fast in my life. Dessert came around at the table. I said, not for me, Brooke.
You're so hot. You are objectively so hot, but I know the feeling of seeing a photo of yourself half naked when you aren't ready for it. Oh, do not show me that photo. I will cry.
From the side. I said, hey, so how long have you hated me? How long have you wanted me dead? Because honestly,
you
want to
blackmail me.
You're not going to yell from atop the mountain, suck in, bitch. What the fuck? Anyways, I was humbled deeply. And in that moment, I realized I will never be caught dead lacking in a bikini ever again.
No, you were having fun by the ocean, which is just so cute and fun.
First and last time.
Don't take a photo of me in a bikini. I'll kill you.
Don't. If I hear the word candid photo, uh-oh.
Get out
of
my house.
Don't threaten me like that, please.
No, bikinis are for fun, not for photos.
And they're for, amen. Yes, and they're for Love Island, not for I.
Okay. He double texts you only if you don't reply.
No, I think that's just a man thing.
Yeah, I think just a man.
I think that's a green flag.
You're just dealing with a man, and it's better that he's double texting you than not texting you at all.
I am so sick of the nonchalant men. If you want something, go get it. That's my mentality. Like, if you're gonna act baby girl, don't expect a reply.
I think when a man double texts me, I'm like, yeah,
he likes me.
He wants me.
Yeah,
he likes me.
Jacob double texted me the first time he ever texted.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I forgot. I didn't even realize you texted me. He was like, oh.
Well, I'm back.
Hey.
No, double texting is in.
Oh, it's in.
Especially if you're a man.
For a man. For a girl, I say make him do the work.
Okay. This was a viewer submission. Wants to use your car when you aren't there.
Does he have a car?
I don't know. We'd have no context. I would say it depends. How long have you been dating this man? If you barely know this person, I am not letting anyone that I have known for less than 365 days be in my house by themselves or take my vehicle by themselves.
I feel like, is this like an out of towner? Like, is he like long distance relationship visiting into town? In that case, I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah, we need more context.
Is it a man who's been Ubering and or taking the bus to your house who doesn't have transportation of their own and wants to take your car for a joyride? That unfortunately is going to get a side eye from me.
I would say side eye. Unless, yeah, he's your boyfriend, your long distance boyfriend, and you're at work or whatever.
Context.
Without context, side eye.
Yeah.
This is my personal favorite. Reddit user. Active Reddit user. Meaning he doesn't just have an account. He uses it. Types with it.
And is it anonymous?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, and this is unfortunate for everyone involved, that's a red flag for me.
I think, yeah, red flag for me as well. One of my deepest, darkest, irrational fears is finding out that I get married to someone, okay? And then I'm snooping around their computer, not in a weird way. I've never snooped through a man's computer. I've never snooped through a man's phone. But you're just, you know, on the browser, and then you find out they have a Reddit account where they've been writing about you, like, bad shit about their wife, being like, is she a horrible person?
I'm married to my wife, female. Fuck.
Whenever I read those, I'm like, does your wife know that you wrote this? Because if I was her, I would be on the floor.
That is now a new fear unlocked. That's scary.
Because think how many like threads there are about, should I get a divorce?
And let me tell you something.
Am I the asshole?
If you're ever worried about that, if the man you are talking to owns a light up keyboard, chances are he has a Reddit account. And viewer discretion advised. That's all I have to say.
Light up keyboard. It's so specific, but so true. If they have a gaming chair, they have a Reddit account.
It is. If they have a Razer mouse and or keyboard... a mouse pad and or keyboard that lights up, just look into that. And listen, it's not a death wish, but viewer discretion advised.
So Reddit user, Red, get off there.
Unfortunately, unless, you just never know. There's too many curveballs in that category. I would do orange flag. It's like an orange.
Like a side eye.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. Brags about how rich he is.
Oh, hell.
Get out of here. Red flag.
Red flag.
Even if you are billionaire, McTrillionaire.
Don't piss me off.
I don't want to know about how rich you are. I don't want you to tell me how much money is in your bank account. I don't want to hear you flex on me saying, you don't know how much money I make. I don't care.
The sexiest thing a man can do is show, not tell. You got money? Ooh. Show it. Don't tell me.
Take me on a plane.
Yeah. Take me on a trip.
Take me to a hotel.
Take me on a trip. Buy one of the middle tier bottles of wine at a restaurant.
Take me
and not the $14 one that I always pick. Have art on the wall when I come to your apartment.
Buy me a pair of shoes.
Cute. Cute.
But I don't want to hear about.
No, but don't tell me.
Yeah.
Don't tell
me. Unless you're married, but like when you're just starting to date someone, leave it out. Okay. Next. Works for his dad's company. I would say, it depends on the context. There is nothing wrong. If your family has a boom in business, be a part of the boom in business. Who cares?
If you are a Nepo baby, you better lean into it.
If your dad has built a business for you and says you're going to be the next businessman in line, you better be the next businessman in line.
You better lean into it. If that opportunity arises and it's a good one, I see nothing wrong with it. Now.
Yeah, I would say that's just men being men.
Now, if he works for his dad's business and walks around like he's CEO, like he's self-made, you have to acknowledge your privilege. Like, you cannot pretend like that's your money. Like, I think there is a level of it where it's like, you better still be humble about it.
Yes. Do you watch Selling the OC?
No.
My brother and I are obsessed with Selling the OC. And there's this one guy, Gio, who is like, his dad owns one of the biggest realty whatever things. Mm-hmm. What would you call it?
Realtors? Or
he owns one of the biggest agents. Yeah, one of the biggest realty groups in Laguna Beach. Mm-hmm. And then he goes to the Oppenheimer group and is like, I'm a businessman. I've done all this myself. And they're like, hi, no, you have more privilege than any of us here because your dad is the biggest realtor in all of Laguna Beach.
And that's
buddy.
The thing. Like, you better not be passing it off as your own. Like,
no, you have to acknowledge where you're
You have to have some sort of reality.
And there. I would say if it's healthy.
Yeah.
How healthy is this family endeavor?
There's a new thing on TikTok. I haven't looked too into it because I think it would stress me out. But a meshed families. Oh,
it's you like were a telling new, me about that.
Yeah, it's
tell,
like a new
people.
It's like some new buzzword on TikTok. I haven't honestly looked into it too much, but essentially, it's just families that lack boundaries and what it looks like. It's a lot of people like who are out the outsider coming into these enmeshed families, describing their experiences, and there's like a whole TikTok, not trend, but like kind of discourse online right now about all these like partners coming in and being like, wow, this is my life. So enmeshed families. But I can only imagine how complicated boundaries get when it's like work and family life all in one place.
Yeah. You got to have good boundaries, mm-hmm. good self-assurance. Okay. This one was written in from someone in the room. Showers with 3-in-1 shampoo and conditioner body wash. Side eye. He needs to be girlfriendified. Mm-hmm. Girlfriendification is on the way.
It is an indication no one has cooked here.
No one. Yes.
No one has cooked here.
Which could be perceived as green.
Which I think that is green because if I walk in and you have Olaplex in your shower, I'm freaking the hell out.
Not the Redken.
I think it's one of those boy things where it's just a green flag where it's like, aw.
Like it's just a boy being a boy.
It's just a boy being a boy. However,
with the flirty side eye, like we're gonna upgrade ya.
Oh, with an asterisk above it that says this shit's got, knock it off. Yes. Knock it off.
In my opinion, anything that can be a part of the girlfriendification is a man just being a man. And mm-hmm. It's a side eye that will soon be a flirty, fun adventure to target.
Yeah. I love a makeover.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh, this is a good one. This is a really good one. I'm excited to hear your thoughts and opinions.
Ooh.
Saying I love you on the third date. Get me out of here. I'm calling my mom. I'm calling my
dad.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
I need you to open google.com and check in, type in love bomb, because unfortunately there is absolutely no context needed. You know what though? There's one scenario in which I will accept an I love you on the third date. Okay. And that's if it's one of those like friends to lover situations.
Oh.
And you've been friends for 10 years and there's been this slow burn tension in the air for 10 years. And on the third date, it blurts out because you've known each other so long and it's just been this like slow burn tension. That is the only scenario where I will accept an I love you on a third date.
Because that passes my rule if you have to see all four seasons with someone to really say that you know and love them. Because if you're friends forever, then you could have grown to love them as a friend. And then when things heat up.
And you could like have no, it's like such a slow burn that like it's just, it was a matter of time. But no, other than that, if your Tinder date is saying ILY on the third date, call the police. Call the police.
Your country's under attack.
Your kingdom is being sieged. There is a navy towel coming full steam ahead. You gotta run.
Don't go to the airport. There's a bomb attached to you. Get out of the airport. Get out of the country.
Run. The wave
fast.
Is incoming.
Oh, that's my personal favorite form of relationship is the friendship to lover pipeline.
You do love that.
That's because I'm a slow burner. It takes me a long time to build trust.
I've never dated a friend.
Because you have good standards.
See what? That's because I learned my damn lesson.
That's because you are better than I.
No, I like yours way. I really like the lovers, friends to lovers.
It's fun. It's spicy.
I love
tension.
You do.
I do. I want to feel the tension in the room and I want to simmer in it.
Whereas I'm like, all right, let's get down to business.
Brooke's right. Like sign here.
What are your intentions?
Line.
What are your intentions? How many kids you want? My favorite thing on a first date when I was newly single.
You asked that on a first date? Damn, she's getting to business.
I said, you want kids? And if the answer was no, I said, thank you for your time. And I left. I was like.
You weren't fucking around, which
I was
is hot.
Like there's, or that's fine. Let's be like friends. Like you don't need to sit here and like try and like convince me that you're the future partner of my life. If we disagree fundamentally on like a core issue, let's just be buddies.
Imagine the name of the Hear Me Out husbands. You already have one, but when I get one, they're going to be podcast husbands. What are they going to be called?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
They're going to have a club. My biggest nightmare.
Wait, this is
of
so
all
fun.
Time is I get a boyfriend and I'm like, Brooke, this is the one I want to marry him. If he meets Brooke's husband and Jacob's like, no. I would take it as a no.
Jacob is,
because we have to be couple friends. I won't have it any other way.
I literally won't accept it any other way. And good news is Jacob has only ever not liked one guy. In my entire time knowing him, he likes everybody.
Okay.
Like, he's not one of those, like, he's very easy breezy. But when he didn't like that person,
uh-oh,
it was like, hey, the call's coming from inside the house. Like, that's a hello. This means nothing to you?
Oh my God. Yeah. Cause we already have the girls and the gays. We have to have the HMO husbands.
That is so cute.
That's so cute. They're going to have t-shirts.
Oh my
Imagine
God.
Imagine us going on tour.
Do not tempt me with a good time. Someone.
Imagine we go on tour. We bring the bread. We bring the bed frame.
This?
This is the tour setup. We set it up on a stage.
We bring an IKEA bed wherever we go. It's a sleepover party, you guys.
President of a fraternity. I would say that's just a boy being a boy.
That's a boy being a boy.
If you can get up the ranks in the fraternity and you're the president,
I think that's a green flag.
He's just building up his resume.
I think anyone who wants to take a little accountability and a little responsibility for anything, that's a green flag in a guy.
Green. Okay. This is kind of a controversial one because I just vetoed this in my 2026 ins and outs where I said posting your relationship is out.
Mm-hmm.
If a man doesn't post you on his socials ever, how do we feel about that?
I think there is context to this.
Okay. Give it to me.
If he is active on social media, I'm talking actively posting like gym selfies, actively like actively posting and engaging in social media generally.
Right.
And posts everything else but your existence, red flipping flag.
Yeah, because he's posting for someone.
Yes. Or he knows the game of social media and he's just choosing not to partake in that part of it.
Hate it so much.
He's a silent viewer of social media, never posts. I think he gets a pass.
Yes. If he doesn't post anything, ever, then that's just his personality. That's just who he is. You don't want to force him to do it.
It's not personal.
You're right.
I wouldn't take it personal.
This one needs context, man to man case study.
And then if he doesn't have social media, marry him because green flag.
Agreed. Everything that she said, agree. No further thoughts needed.
That's all, Your Honor.
Has several girls on his Snapchat and will Snapchat them daily. If you're dating someone and you're Snapchatting people of the other sex, you're wrong. I don't care. Unless it's your sister. You can Snapchat your siblings if you want. Oops, sorry. I was opening Snapchat, not Instagram.
Your cousins, too, if you must.
You can Snapchat your mom, your sister, your cousins, anyone else. It's a problem.
I'm speechless. No, get off. Do not. If take it a step further. If he had...
Does something just fly between us?
No.
I just blacked out. If there is a ghost in between us when we watch the footage back, I'm going to freak the hell out. No, Brooke, don't play with me because you can see shit that I can't. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
What the fuck was that? You didn't see that black thing shoot across?
No!
Where's the REM pod? Where's the REM pod? Anyways, no, I'll take it a step further. If a man has Snapchat streaks with another woman, run!
Don't piss me off. I'm lighting your phone on fire.
Phone privilege is revoked, actually.
I'm reporting your account to Snapchat corporate. I'm emailing them and saying
I'm
my
telling
account
them
got deleted.
I'm telling them you're 10, so you get age restricted.
I'm leaking your Snapchat account on a Pornhub comment section.
Posting on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm. There. Oh my God, there's still responses coming in.
This is
Are
so
we having fun?
I'm having so much fun. I'm sweating.
I am too. Walking in on him, jerking off all the time. All the time? What do we mean by all the time?
Again, I have to ask a follow-up question.
Is he jerking off to a photo of you?
Do you guys live together? Are you busy all the time and or not in the mood all the time? Why isn't he just knocking on your door and saying, hey, babe, get over here?
If you're there and he's jerking off to his phone, that is odd.
That would freak me out.
That would make me be like, I hate myself.
That'd freak me out. I'd have a lot of follow-up
questions. What's wrong with my honey hole?
No, right. Winnie the Pooh, right.
Come and give me some Tigger.
No. Oh! Come show me that little piglet. Ew! Anyway.
Him getting arrested at my apartment while I was at work because he had a warrant.
Whoa.
Well, I also have a warrant out for my arrest, but I'm innocent.
And I was there when she got it.
So what is, one, did you know about the warrant? Because that I tell important. Everyone, don't take me to Arizona. I will get arrested. Two, what is the warrant for? Was it eating a Subway sandwich while driving and you tried to mail the clerk money and they sent it back and they wouldn't take it because their office was shut down? That's not on me. Like, is it is it on him? Mm-hmm. What's the warrant for? Because that matters. This could have a big range.
That matters. That matters. Context matters.
And here's
and
the thing.
Did you get in trouble with your apartment building because of this incident? Because if he got you in trouble in any way, I don't like that.
You see, because mine is like a traffic incident. It's not like they're hunting me down, right? But it's like if I was driving and got pulled over, then it would be like, ma'am, you owe us a lot of money here. And I'd be like, I tried. But for them to come searching for you, that's a little more like they're looking for him. So it can't be anything with traffic.
Well, he honestly might have had like a bounty hunter situation. Like if he was like bail hopping or something.
Uh-oh. I would say count your losses. You don't want to be a wife that's riding into her husband in prison.
No, Morgan and I just started watching this prison show on Netflix and oof. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot.
Prison's not good. And when your husband gets out of there, you might not feel the same way.
Yeah.
So I would say red flag, cut your losses now. You can find a new man. I'm sure of it. Ooh, this is a good one. He calls and texts his mom about everything.
I'm all for healthy boundaries.
I would say there's a fine line. There's a really fine line between your mom's in love with you and it's weird. And you just have a good, close relationship with your mom.
No, right.
And I don't know how you differentiate the two, but you just can. And it's purely on vibes.
If a shiver goes down your spine every time they hug, that's not a good sign.
If the mom hates you because you're dating her son and she doesn't think anyone is good enough for her son, I think that's where the problem
is. If the
lies.
Mom knows more about your menstrual cycle than you do, then there might be a cause for concern. If your boyfriend is texting his mom about your sex life, run. Run.
Do boys do that?
I saw a TikTok of a girl freaked the hell out because her like boyfriend's mom came up and was like, "So I hear you had sex during your ovulation. Am I going to expect a little kid running around soon?"
And
it was like nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Just are crazy.
That's the line. If someone's doing that, red flag. Yeah. If someone's saying, "Hey mom, how was your day?" green flag.
Even a little check-in text like daily, I don't necessarily think that's the worst thing.
Because you want your man's to have a good relationship with his mom. It's a good sign.
Yeah.
Do you want to read some?
Sure.
Let's let Brooke pull some vibes.
Going off strong. Hidden wife and child. Hey. Next, run like the wind.
Oh my God. If someone has a hidden wife and child, I have no other choice than to believe that you are also one of many hidden people in his life.
Wow. Y'all are really scaring me with some of these. I'm feeling really maternal towards all of you. And I'm getting nervous.
No.
Creating multiple accounts to contact me after I blocked his OG account.
That's bad. Okay.
If it's Venmo, fine. The only account that they should be making multiple of to contact you is Venmo, and there better be money involved.
This is my advice to all of those who might be younger than me, because I think this is really like a high school, college thing. It is a really, really good sign if you break up with someone and say, "Hey, I need a little bit of space." If they can respect you in that way and not harass you and not try to contact you, and they give you the space that they need, mm-hmm. that is a sign of a person who is emotionally well-rounded, that can deal with their own grief and their own problems.
And respecting your boundaries.
Respecting your boundaries, which in turn equals that they respect you as a person. And I would say that's a green flag. So when you break up with someone and you have this whole romantic fantasy of they're going to show up at my door and they're going to bombard my phone with texts and they're going to make a million new numbers to contact me, that's just simply scary.
It's not as romantic as you think it is.
No, it's romanticized and it's simply terrifying.
It might feel romantic at 19, but when you're 27 and you have a man practically stalking you on the internet, that's not a green flag. He won't tell you his middle name.
Why?
Thank you. I don't think there's any reason. I feel like that's even like a first date question. Like, I don't really think that that's something they should be hiding. And if they are,
yeah, what's the,
that's weird.
People are really sensitive about their middle names and I've never understood why.
I don't either.
Like, you didn't choose it. Even if you don't like it, you didn't choose it.
I'm saying just side eye,
like, just own it. That's part of you. And okay, this is my hot take on that. Imagine being a parent and giving your child a name and being like, I'm so excited to give my child this name. And then they're like, I hate it so much, I won't even say it. How sad. Think of your mom and dad. Say the middle name.
I have one that is killing me.
Tell me.
Called his mom for having a fever of 99.7 and she tells him to go to the ER and he demands I take him to the ER immediately.
Okay, this is coming from the lady who thinks that she had cancer.
Yeah, but come on, bro. That's crazy.
99.7? Okay, baby girl, get in the car. Yeah,
princess, you're fine.
Get in the car seat. We'll take you right there.
Eat some ice cream. It'll take that right down.
Take one ibuprofen, you'll be okay.
The same person who wrote that in also wrote in him telling me he had a dream that he wanted to abuse me so badly. I'm so scared of him. And then she goes, she what? Also messages, she goes, these are all the same guy, by the way. Hey, you better not be with him anymore.
I hope that you don't live with this man, number one. Two, I hope that you can see the sincere fear on our faces when we tell you that you need to run and you need to run fast.
Oh my God, that was also written by the same person that did the multiple accounts after I blocked him. That was all the same person.
So he's girlfriend, a big fat baby. He's a scary stalker and he's a psycho.
Hey.
Get out of there.
Run. Hey.
Red.
Talking about how attractive his mom and little sisters are.
Ew. Huh? There's a difference between saying my mom is so beautiful versus
My mom and little sister are so attractive.
Yuck.
I don't like that.
English is everything. The words you choose carry a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Not English is everything, but you know what I mean. Like,
No.
Like, the words you choose
grammar's important. His cats had mats from not being brushed and he didn't even notice.
Oh, that happens to Chachi and she can't help it.
A toilet so backed up, I thought something died. I ran, got out real quick.
Shut the f*** up.
Don't piss me off.
Do not. Oh my God.
It
would take $1. You could go to the dollar store, get a toilet scrubber brush. It takes literally less than a dollar for months and months and months and months to come. Just one little swirl with a brush, you could be all good to go. We won't even know if you use cleaner or not. Just do it. It makes me sick.
It's just rude.
Bring back shame. I'm shaming you for leaving streaks in the toilet.
Ew.
If you live alone and you wash your toilet once a week, fine. It's when you know you're having people over. Don't host people if you don't want to be a host.
Especially ladies. My God.
I don't want to see your shit streaks when I go to take a little waz, which I will because I have the bladder of a chihuahua. I will be in your bathroom at least 5 times when I come over to your house for one night. Don't make me stare at your shit the whole time, please.
Amen.
I'm passionate.
Amen.
I always clean my toilets for you. Not you.
Should we do one more?
Yes, I'm having fun.
Okay, hold on. Let me find it. Some of these are like really concerning me. Oh my God. found hidden cameras in my vent.
This hidden is from cameras.
Let me give you a rapid from the same. This is all from the same person. Okay.
Oh, so we're dealing with the same villain.
This
here.
Is the same. This is from the same person. Found hidden cameras in my vent. Pulled out meth on the first date. I showed up for a hookup and he was in full Betty White drag, heels, muumuu, wig and all. Told me he cheated on every ex, but I was different. Was a doctor, but partied and did ketamine every day he wasn't working. Wanted me to wear a chastity belt, genuinely. Wanted an open relationship. And that's all.
Okay, my genuine question to this person is, which one of those made you decide to end it? Because it only would have taken, actually, that's such a lie, but
I think they were different people, like different perpetrators, same person. No. I think these were different people. This was just the same person who experienced all of these things. And to that I say,
each one is a red flag without a question to be asked.
To that I need to say, you need to pivot and go left, because the road you're on right now, I'm nervous.
That is really scary. That is something that you're going to have to unpack with a very, very well-trained therapist, my dear friend.
Betty White drag is really funny, though.
You know, it would be so fun.
What?
Can we go to drag brunch?
Hell yeah, we can.
Okay, I would love
that.
Do
they have them in Denver?
Yes, they do. I believe it's on Sunday, but you're leaving so early tomorrow. Damn. Oh, no.
Damn.
We can go next time you're here.
I would love that.
I love a drag brunch.
We should go in LA.
That'd be really
fun. That would be really fun. Okay. Excessively working out because he had anger issues.
Well, I've been there. Side eye. And I would say that's more of a side eye of concern of what is he so angry about and can we work through it? When I had one of my run-ins with a McStupid, I also became so angry that I had to go to Rumble Boxing all the time and hit some anger out. And it really does help.
I think maybe this is a hot take.
Is he on the roids?
This is maybe a really hot take. I'm not sure. If someone identifies in themselves that they have an anger issue and they don't want to be an angry person, so they use working out, excessive or not, to channel that so that they can be a better person generally, I don't know if I kind of think that that's just a, I kind of, this is a hot take. Maybe it's a green flag.
Because yeah, I'd rather. Like, is it them finding an outlet to blow off some steam so they don't take it out on you?
And you have to have some level of self-awareness to recognize, okay, I have these issues. I need to find a way to channel them without impacting other people. Yeah.
And, you know, getting those sweat glands right, running, getting those endorphins boosted up, getting your mood lifted. I think as long as he doesn't present anger issues toward you and he just is blowing off some steam, relieving some stress, getting some...
Right.
Muscle man tension out. I think that's just a man being a man.
Yeah, I kind of don't hate that. I'd rather that than an angry man punching holes in the wall.
If he punches a hole in your wall,
call
run.
The cops.
Call the cops.
My God.
Call us. We'll call the cops.
Yeah, I'll call the cops for you. You want to see any of these?
I had to ask him to brush his teeth in the morning. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Everyone knows how I feel about this.
Yeah. Moment of silence.
Stop. It is not expensive to brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. And I understand the angle of like, I'm so depressed I couldn't take a shower or brush my teeth. I promise you with 100% certainty, if you can get the will to, even if you don't want to take a shower, just brush your teeth, you will feel at least 5% better throughout the day.
If you have the energy to have a significant other, you have the energy to brush your teeth.
Period.
That's my
period. If you're so depressed that you can't brush your teeth in the morning, you have no business dating
you
someone.
You shouldn't be in a relationship. You have bigger fish to fry.
Mm. And that's why she's the one with the big brain. That's why she's Big Brain Barry over here. Okay. Well, should we end that segment?
That segment was so fun. I love the idea of keeping that as like a staple in the rounds.
That was really, really fun. And I love the fact that it was the Instagram write-in. So this is all personal. We're looking and talking at you. The call is coming from inside your own house.
And your profile pictures are attached to these questions.
Oh, so we can see you.
Hi.
We can see you. I asked for two different things. There was also a box of like Do you have any rapid fire questions for us? Okay, we have a question from Brooke Berry herself.
Oh, hey.
She's right here on the mic.
God forbid a girl wants to participate.
And I think this is a really good self-reflection question. What is something you did in 2025 that you would never do again?
Do you want to start?
Yes. And I kind of feel like I'm beating a dead horse with this one because I've already said this in other ways, shapes, and forums. I will never make a relationship the center of my content again. And that was my takeaway from the year, that it was not a good thing to do.
That's a solid one.
Mm-hmm.
I think mine is I cried over a specific issue for way too long. Like, it was something that was continuously triggering me. And instead of just like letting it go, it took me way too long to let it go.
But I want to give you credit. It's because you're an empathetic, caring person that cared a lot about this situation.
But in hindsight, after letting it go, I spent so much energy on that last year that I never want to spend that much energy mourning something that just like, I knew the answer all along, right? But it was just something that I had to like, it took me a long time to process all of that. And so I hope this year I can avoid that type of, not mourning period, but I want to get better at getting over things faster.
I would put out a general rule of thumb and say, if a certain situation has made you cry over three times, it's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think you're just a caring, empathetic, and really good person who cared deeply about something.
You're nice.
So I don't think you should be too hard on yourself.
You too.
Because you're just a beautiful person doing the beautiful person things. And
don't be nice to me.
No, I'm being nice to you because how lucky are the people in your life that you care so deeply about them that you would spend so much time thinking and mourning about them?
You better stop being nice to me right now.
It's better to care too much than not care at all. Caring is cool. 2026 in.
Caring is cool.
Caring is cool, you guys.
I like that.
Feeling a lot is good. Emotions are good.
Caring is cool. 2026.
One thing a man could do that would take him from a 10 to a 1 with no chance of recovery. I know my answer. For me, it's drugs. And that's not because I'm judging you for doing drugs. It's just because I know myself, and I know that I was the person in middle school that was so emotionally scarred from those videos that I'm too big of a chicken. I could never do it. So I don't think a person who does drugs is someone that I would want to be in a relationship with.
I have had a front row seat to active addiction before, and I will never go back. So yeah, no.
Yeah, like abusing alcohol, abusing drugs, that's a no for me.
No, I think that that's the same. Like, the world of active addiction is very challenging, and I would not choose that.
You know what boggles my mind? And this might really rile some people up. The romanticization, is that how you say that?
The romanticization, I think so.
Romanticizing the vape and making it a thing that the cool girls are doing, and making it a thing that the trendy girls are doing, making the vape cool. Why did we do that?
Well, I've seen a lot of people using it to stay skinny, which sucks.
We don't care if you're a little plump.
No, put the vape down.
Give us something to cuddle with.
Amen. Amen.
Let those hip dips loose. I want to see them. Well, this was so much fun.
This was so much fun.
This setup. I know it's a little raunchy, but
it's a little romantic. But when are we not?
I feel free in here.
I have never been. I was almost too comfortable. There was a moment. If you guys saw me nodding off, no, you didn't. If you guys saw me not locked in at any point, no, you didn't. Because this is the comfiest bed of all time.
And now we're going to go into a 24-hour sleeping live stream.
Can you imagine? Absolutely not. But what we are going to do.
Proving that we're not gay by giving you a sleep live stream.
With the pillow in the middle.
Yeah.
But you know where we are?
Miss Cookie.
You know what else we're going to do?
What?
We're going on the Tron after this.
You guys, that's where we can the questions that we avoided because they are NSFW, that is where we are bringing them, is to the Tron.
And a lot of those questions are involving, have you guys kissed, will you guys kiss, why haven't you kissed?
That's all anyone, we said any saucy questions, they all say, so when are you guys gonna go into each other's honey holes?
Ew! And if you want to hear the answer to that, why don't you come on over to our after show off the record on the Tron?
The after show is really fun.
We have way too much fun on there.
It is one of my favorite life endeavors that I've ever been a part of. I have to tell you that. It's genuine joy that we feel over there because we're safe and there's no restrictions and we can say the F word as many times as we want.
As many times as we want. And last night we FaceTimed the Tron and we had a Lego Friday night sleepover and we also played Sporkle Party.
We did play Sporkle. It was so fun. I think we should do that every month.
I think you're right. So if you want to be at the next one, sign on up for the Tron.
You want to be on the next Sporkle Party live stream on the Tron? Come on over. We'll put a link below.
Family game night, as we're calling it.
Oh, don't forget to check out Sloan on Shark Tank.
Yes.
And do not forget to go check out Somnia Plus and use our code HMO50 for $50 off anyone that you know and love in college, and you don't want them to be suffering on that Twin XL bed. You know where to go.
And check out their Instagram and their TikTok. They make awesome content showing off their product. We're so proud.
Your local Barbie girl boss.
We're so proud of CEO Barbie and her awesome Ken boyfriend. Go off, you guys.
And that was so fun.
See you on the Tron.
Bye.
Love, guys.
Maybe next time you see me, I won't sound like a dying cat.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save.